Police in Sydney, Australia, continue to cope with riots after 2 days of clashes between white Australians and people of Arab and Middle Eastern descent. The problems began on Sunday when word spread that two young lifeguards had been attacked by Lebanese Australians. 5,000 white men, an estimated number, took to the streets in pursuit of people of Arab or Middle Eastern descent. Violent confrontations continue. In an attempt to crack down on the violence, the state parliament is to meet on Thursday and increase penalties for rioting. Joining us now is Helen Zaramis. She's a reporter with senior reporter with the Australian Broadcast Company, or the ABC, and joins us by phone from her office in Sydney, Australia. Thanks very much for staying up late. We know what time it is. Appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome, Neil.
The day is just beginning there. What happened overnight?
Well, fortunately, overnight, there were very, very few incidents. Certainly no repeat of the riots that we've had, or the so-called riots that we've had over the past few nights. However, last night there was a much heavier police presence on the streets. After several nights of disturbances, the police here in New South Wales that look after Sydney decided that they were not taking any more chances, and hundreds of police were deployed to the streets where the trouble has been happening over the past few nights. In all, an additional 450-odd police were put out on the streets in Cronulla, the area where the trouble originated, and surrounding beach suburbs. And so far, we've had no reports of anything serious, anything major happening. There have been a few isolated incidents, but certainly none of the disturbance that we've experienced over the past couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the area. From what I understand, the area near the beach is sort of a white Australian surfer dude and upper class, and then a little further inland you get into an immigrant community?
Well, Cronulla Beach, where it all started on Sunday, yeah, it is. It's fairly what we call an Anglo-Saxon area, I guess you could say. It is a surf area. Obviously, it's a surf beach. There are, of course, people of various ethnic backgrounds there, but not in as high as concentrations as we get in other suburbs of Sydney. It is, I can say, probably a fair distance from that region before you get to areas with high concentrations of people with multicultural backgrounds. But basically in Sydney, it's a very good mix, a very strong mix of people from all sorts of backgrounds, probably just but less of them at this particular area in Cronulla, or what we call the Sutherland Shire, which encompasses Cronulla Beach and various other areas in that region.
Mm-hmm. A couple of questions about some of the things we've read in the newspapers. When these 5,000, estimated 5,000 young white men started going after people they perceived to be of a Middle Eastern background, they're described, at least in reports here, as that alcohol played a big part in this.
That's right. The police here have said that alcohol was a major part. In fact, anyone that's seen the vision from that day can clearly see a very large number of these thousands of people drinking beer out of cans, drinking some form of alcohol. It is very obvious that, yes, it was alcohol-fueled. That, unfortunately, then led to what police have termed a mob mentality, where these people basically just followed each other and did acted as one, and unfortunately attacked some people who they believed were of Middle Eastern background. So, yes, alcohol apparently had a very, very big part to play in it. Another issue, though, was that there had been, police believe there had been a text message that had been circulating for some days prior to that, encouraging people to go down to Cronulla and to join in this, I guess, apparent revolt against what they called were some troublemakers. Now, what they believe happened was that through the widespread messaging of that, I guess, almost a directive, people from all areas ended up arriving at that scene, not just the locals. In fact, they believe there were also some people who are part of white supremacy groups as well. And that's what really, really, I guess, sparked what we saw here on Sunday afternoon.
And we've also read that there had been since attempts by some of the immigrant groups to protect themselves.
Yes, there were, I guess, the police have pretty much called them retaliatory attacks. They happened on the Sunday night, the Monday night afterwards. Fortunately, they didn't happen last night. Now, they were basically groups of males in cars, many of them appeared to be of Middle Eastern appearance, gathering in their cars, driving down to these areas and smashing cars, smashing windows. They not only went to the particular area that the incident happened in on Sunday, they went to beaches close by as well in the nearby area, the stretch of coast over there. Unfortunately, there were some people in homes who had their windows smashed. Lots and lots of cars parked up and down streets were smashed. There were one or two stabbings that we know of. Of course, we don't know exactly who was responsible for those, but it was a very difficult night for people in those areas. Very, very violent. And it's assumed that it's in retaliation for what happened on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. We just have a minute or so left with you, but I wonder about reaction to this throughout the country. Australians, I think like a lot of people everywhere, see themselves as tolerant. Does this shake that belief?
Well, our Prime Minister doesn't think so. He doesn't believe that Australia is a racist society. He thinks this is, I guess, pretty much an isolated incident. There are other people that are starting to worry about the situation and think that it's probably festered for way too long and nobody has really done anything about it, and people need to get to the source of it and figure out what exactly the problem is. Although the fact that this was alcohol-fueled on Sunday and this mob mentality ensued from that has given people hope that perhaps it's not something that would be normal in our society. The fact that there wasn't any violence last night has also given people hope that it may be over. Yesterday we saw an extremely unusual event happened here. We had some, I guess you could call them gang leaders, get together and approach the media and say, we do not condone this violence. We do not want it to happen anymore. We have absolutely no involvement in this. And we're calling on all these people that are involved, these misguided people, to stop it and start talking about it and resolving their problems, resolving the issues that they perceive.
Yep.
And there are comments this morning that that's probably contributed to the fact we didn't have any violence last night.
Helen Zaramis, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
It's my pleasure.
Helen Zaramis, senior reporter with the Australian Broadcast Company, the ABC. She joined us by phone from her office in Sydney. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.